Do you know why we eat latkes on Hanukkah?
Because latkes are fried in oil, and the nace of Hanukkah also happened with oil.
Tati, can you please tell us the story of Hanukkah? Please?
Sure, that's a long story. Kinderlach, sit down, make yourselves comfortable, and I will tell you all about the nace of Hanukkah and how it happened. Many, many years ago, when the Heilig Beis HaMikdash was still standing, the Kohanim worked in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim would bring karbanos to Hashem, and the Leviim would sing Shira. Each morning, the Kohen Gadol would light the Heilig Menorah that would burn all day and all night until the next morning, when the Kohen Gadol would come to light the Heilig Menorah once again. The Yidden spent all of their time learning the Heilig Torah and doing all of the mitzvahs. All of the Yidden were proud to be Yidden, and the Eibishter was proud of them too. During that time, there was a very wicked king, and his name was
Antiochus HaRasha.
Antiochus was the king of Yavan, and the Goyim of Yavan were called Yevanim. These Yevanim did not like the Yidden at all. Do you know why they didn't like us?
Because the Yidden always learned the Heilig Torah. And of course, you know that when a Yid learns the Heilig Torah, he becomes very, very, very smart.
That's true. Excellent. And it is obvious that the Yevanim were not learning Torah.
They were reading their silly Yevanish books with all kinds of nonsense and Gaiish ideas, books that we Yidden are not even allowed to look at.
One day, King Antiochus did a very mean thing. He ordered his highest-ranking general to gather thousands of soldiers and told them,
"Go to Eretz Yisrael. Tell the Yidden that they must stop learning Torah right away. No more keeping Shabbos. Finished with Rosh Chodesh. And absolutely no making a bris for a baby boy."
"Okay, King, I am going right away. Let's go, soldiers." "Soldiers, let's go. Hurry up. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. Hurry up. Let's go. Let's go."
When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he gathered all the Yidden and started talking.
"Attention, everyone! I am the highest-ranking general of the mighty King Antiochus. And the King Antiochus has issued an order."
"An order from the mean Antiochus? What could he possibly want from us?"
"Silence! From now on, I will be the only one to tell you what to do. And all you Yidden will be forced to obey only my rules. Is that clear?"
"No way. I don't like his tone."
"Come here, you little boy. Stand right here and tell me the names of the days of the week."
"Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos Kodesh."
"Stop! What did you just say? Shabbos? Listen up, everyone. Rule number one. From now on, the mighty King Antiochus forbids you to keep Shabbos. On the day of Shabbos, everyone must go to work. I am going to place guards all over Eretz Yisrael, and any Yid caught keeping Shabbos or lighting Shabbos lechtelech or going to shul or eating a Shabbos seuda will be thrown, you know where? Into jail. Understood?
Ay vey, what are we going to do?
Rule number two. There will no longer be a day called Rosh Chodesh. And you won't be allowed to sing Hallel. And since you won't know when Rosh Chodesh is, you won't know when Yom Tov is coming. No more Yom Tov for you. Understood?
Such a Russia.
Now listen to rule number three. Come here, you little boy. Yes, you. Come here. What is your name?
My name is Eliyahu.
Your name is Eliyahu? That's a Yiddish name. From now on, it is forbidden by the King Antiochus to make a bris for a baby boy and give the baby a Yiddish name. Your name is no longer Eliyahu. Your new name will be... Let me think of a good Yevonish name. Oh, yeah. From now on, your name will be changed to Felix. Understood?
What? A Yevonish name? Chas v'shalom. I'm a Yiddish boy, and I had a bris. And my Yiddish name is Eliyahu. And no one should even think about changing my heilige Yiddish name. Eliyahu.
Felix.
No, Eliyahu.
I said Felix. Listen here, you little brave child. I am the general of the mightiest King Antiochus. And if you won't obey his orders, I will beat you up with a big stick and throw you into the jail.
No, general. I am a Yiddish boy, and I will only follow orders from the Eibishter, who is the biggest and strongest king, the king of the whole wide world.
Ho, 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 ho. Soldier, take this little rotten boy and beat him up with your big stick and throw him into jail.
Ouch! Ouch! My name is not Felix! My name is Eliyahu! Ouch! It hurts so much! Ouch! I still won't change my Yiddish name!
And one more order. There is no more learning Torah. Instead, you can only study the Yevonish books. If any of my soldiers will find you learning the Torah, you will be sent to jail. Understood?
No, that will not happen. Our Eibishter does not let us read or study the Stoli Yevonisha books. We will all continue to learn only the Heilige Torah.
So, does this mean that you're all refusing to obey the mighty King Antiochus?
Yes!
We will only listen to one king, and that is the Eibishter, the king of the whole wide world.
Soldier, gather all those Jewish boys and throw them into the jail!
Everybody, let's run away!
Run!
We have no choice but to find a good hiding place so we can continue to learn the Heilige Torah.
And that was how the mean Antiochus HaRasha, together with his wicked general, made trouble for the Yidden. Anyone who didn't listen to the rules was thrown into jail. Sadly, there was a small group of Yidden who were not Ehrlich. They listened to their Yetzer Hara and started reading the silly Yevanisha books and doing whatever Antiochus ordered them to do. Those men were called Misyavnim. The Misyavnim caused a lot of trouble for the Yidden. Whenever they saw Ehrlich Yidden learning the Halakha Torah, they ran to tell the Yevanisha soldiers, and the soldiers would put those poor Yidden in jail. There was an Ehrlich Yid by the name of Reb Moshe who was very, very worried.
How can I continue to learn Torah with my Talmidim if we can't go to Cheder? There are so many Yevanisha soldiers all over the streets.
Knock, knock, Rebbe.
Who's knocking on my window? Oh, it's my dear Talmidim. What can I do for you, Zisa Kinderlach?
Rebbe, we want to learn Torah with you, but the Cheder is locked. Rebbe, so can we learn in your house instead?
Oy, Zisa Kinderlach, don't you realize that the Yevanisha soldiers are all over? If they find us learning Torah in the house, they'll throw us all into jail. And in jail, we'll have no way of learning Torah.
But Rebbe, you taught us that an Ehrlich Yid must always find a way to learn Torah. Maybe we can get into the Cheder from the back door.
Rebbe, please let's try.
You know what, Kinderlach? You're right. That's a good idea. Let's give it a try.
The Rebbe with his Talmidim started walking to the Cheder.
Shh, everybody follow Rebbe. Follow Rebbe quietly. Let's not make any noise. Shh, follow me. Follow.
They walked only through back roads, very quietly, so that nobody would notice them. Finally, they reached the back door of the Cheder. As they tried to open the door...
Hey! What are you doing here? Where do you think you're going, huh? Uh-huh! You were trying to sneak into the Cheder from the back door! Move away from here! Quickly! Make sure not to come back again! I'm going to block the door with a big piece of plywood and long nails! Now, go away! Away! Go! Get out of here!
Oy vey, Rebbe. What can we do now? The Cheder is locked from all sides, but we want to learn Torah.
Oh, you know what? I have an idea. Go home. Take a dreidel, put it into your pocket, and come back. We'll go into the woods and learn Torah there. Hopefully, the Yevanim won't see us.
Wow, that's such a great idea.
Let's go bring our dreidels.
Ah, here they come.
Rebbe.
Oh, hi, Rebbe.
We're back.
Kinderlach, quietly. You all got your dreidelach?
Yes, Rebbe.
Very good.
I have a nice big wooden dreidel.
Very good. Mordechai, you'll be our guard. Look around. If you see a Yevanisha soldier coming, immediately come and tell us. We'll quickly put away the chumashim and start playing dreidel. The Yevani soldier will think we're only playing dreidel, so he won't get angry and punish us. When he leaves, we'll take out our chamashim and start learning the Halakha Torah again. Okay, Kinderlach?
Wow!
Yeah!
Wow,
good idea!